Not true, Joe Biden contradicts Hunter's confession of China payout. By Wendell Hasebo on March 19, 2023. President Joe Biden contradicted Hunter Biden's confession the family business received payments in 2017 out of China. That's not true, Joe Biden protested to reporters Friday when questioned about recent revelations the family's bank accounts were enriched with funds from communist China. Despite Joe Biden's claims, Hunter admitted on Thursday the family business did accept China money in 2017. Hunter not only admitted the Biden family business received China money, but he also acknowledged he, along with James, Haley, and unknown Biden, all received $1.3 million collectively. Hunter received his portion of good faith seed funds which he shared with his uncle, James Biden, and Haley Biden, with whom he was involved with at the time, and sharing expenses, Hunter's spokesperson acknowledged. The White House on Friday refused to respond to a request for comment when Breitbart News inquired whether Joe Biden still believed Hunter did not receive China cash, as he previously said. Joe Biden's denial comes after House Oversight Committee James Comer's RKY revelation on Tuesday the Biden family business received a $3 million wire transfer from a Chinese energy company and subsequent payments after President Joe Biden left the vice presidency in 2017. Comer has also found evidence that shows the Biden family business received $179,836.86 while Joe Biden was in the White House while he was vice president in 2015. Although the sum appears to be insignificant compared to the $31 million received by the business during Joe Biden's time as vice president, the new amount builds upon the previous reporting in 2022 by Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute president Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.